Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. You're holding in Maestros Daf Hey in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Beis. We started Daf Hey Amud Aleph on top. The Gemara is continuing to quote the Mishnah that speaks about different stages when fruits are ready to be Chayav and Maaser. So says the Mishnah, V'chol Levonim, any white fruits, what's Levonim? So the Gemara says, Kegoin Ilin Marfayoso. It's a type of fruit that the Gemara refers to that we don't know exactly what it is. Mishnah told us that when you have white fruits, you wait for them to lose the hair that grows on them, so they become bald. And that's the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Mishiyakrichu, once they become bald. They become bald in different spaces, and yet you see the white in different areas of the fruit. Shimon bar Yochai says, once juice comes out of it. Also, the command of Chanino, there was a story that came in front of Chanino. What to do with Chirin Papa means, like the first Okimto, that we said that when you have bald spots on the fruit. Then he said, that doesn't make sense. Is it becoming bald because the fruits are becoming ripened? Because the worm comes and eats the top of the fruit, eats the hair, and that's why the hair is falling off. That doesn't show anything about the fruit. That's why he didn't want to use that as the indication that the fruit is chayav and meiser. Continues the Gemara according to the Mishnah, tilton misha titzvach, the tilton type of plant when it grows. So the Gemara explains what it means when it grows. Meaning once they grow and you're able to replant it and to cause it to grow it again, that means once you got to that level to be able to replant it, then it's chayav and meiser. Ketzo the word, how do you check such a thing? You can start planting and wait to see if it grows. You take with your hand, you put it into a bucket of water. If the majority sunk down in the kli, so in the water, then you know that it's ready to be replanted. And if it's still floating in the water, then it's not chayav and maaser yet. Says more, if you're in a bay, if you're going to ask, according to this, which kind of test is that? You put the tilton into the water, and if you see if the majority goes down, so then it's chayav maaser, and if only a minority went down, it's not chayav maaser. Well, whatever went down, that is ripened, and whatever did not go down, it's not. Why you keep telling me that you go based on the roif? Elabur of kol predo pip, predo samar. I mean, each single fruit, each ear, has its own test. If the majority of it is going down, so then it's chayav maaser. And if the parts of the fruit are still floating, so then it's plater maaser. And that's we explaining our Mishnah. We talk about biror called preido or preido. Omer of Zeir Oksiv, it says the pasuk Aserta says called Vazarecho Davar Shu Nizru Matzmiach. What do you have to be maaser? Tuas Zarecho. A tvua that you can plant. Anything that you can replant, that's what you have in Meiser. If it's less than a third, you can't replant it. So this is really the rule. The idea why we focus on, in the majority of the cases, based on a third, because that's the level of where you can replant the seeds of that fruit. Says when we talk about grapes and olives, not only do we have a din of meiser, there's another din that comes out from the fruit. When you have the liquid coming out of grapes and from olives, which is the juices which are really compared to wine and oil, even if they're not yet ready to be wine and oil, they cause hechsher tumah. When they touch another fruit, they make the fruit kosher kaval tumah. Says not every liquid coming out of these fruits cause the hechsher. Only once the fruit reaches the level of a third of its bishul, third of its growth, that's when the water that comes out of it causes the hechsher. But if it's less than that, it's not machsher. What is the level of growth for olives? Tzam yokaito. Tzam yokaito is a type of olives that they are the ones that grow first before any other olives. So if these fruits are fully ripe, so then you know that all the olives are already ready to become chayav and maaser. Lo yibikir tzam yokaito, if you don't have tzam yokaito to come and test. Mishiyevkir b'nei sheva. B'nei sheva is a type of figs. So when these figs grow, then you know that all the olives, even though they're not fully grown, but they're already chayav and maaser. Lo yibikir b'nei sheva, you don't have b'nei sheva to test. So then the way you test it is, once the second stage of figs become dry in the mukzah where you put the figs. There's a certain type of test that you see some, the figs when they grow, and then you know the olives are ready to be chayav in ma'aser. When we tested the base of Bnei Sheva, based on these figs, talk about white figs. Also, you want to come and test the olives based on the figs, these figs called Bnei Sheva, and it's in Bnei Sheva that grow in the same area. You can't think of Bnei Sheva growing in a different area. Say when they are ready and finished, so that's when the olives in a different place will be chayav in ma'aser. They all have to be in the same place. Halacha Gimel Zok de Mishnah. Ubi Yerek. Until now we spoke about fruits or things like fruits that are now ready and not edible before they get to a certain level. But vegetables, we're talking about now in the Mishnah, mean the cases that are similar to vegetables are the ones that immediately are roi l'achila. What are the examples? Akishuim ve'adiluim, pumpkins and gourds, ve'avatichim, the melons, ve'amelafafoines, the cucumbers, hatapuchim, the apples, Ve'estroigim and estroik, chayovim gdoilim miktanim, these type of vegetables and fruits, right away in the beginning, they're edible, and therefore they chayav and meister immediately. Shimon pointes ha'estroigim bekoitanim. Shimon argues, says the estroig, when it's small, it's not chayav and meister. Ha'chayim b'shkeidim amorim potru min ha'misukim. Ha'chayim ha'misukim potru min amorim. What does this mean? There's two types of shkeidim, almonds. Some are bitter, and they are ready to be eaten when they're small. Once they grow too much, they're not edible anymore. The other ones are sweet, and the sweet ones need to grow to a certain stage, and only then they become edible, they become sweet and roi l'achila. So when you have shkeidim that are morim, that are bitter, so when they're small, that's when you eat them. And that's when they're chayav and ma'aser. As opposed to the shkeidim and misukim, the sweet shkeidim, the sweet almonds, that when they're small, they're not chayav and ma'aser. The chayav and ma'aser only wants to become big. So that's what the Mishnah compares them. Hachayim b'shkeidim amorim, when you chayav and ma'aser and shkeidim amorim, meaning when they're small, potter min ha'misukim, you're potter from ma'aser, from the sweet ones at that same stage. Hachayim b'misukim, when you chayav and ma'aser misukim, meaning when they grew enough, so then potter min amorim, then that same stage, when they're bitter, you're potter. And the reason is because then they're now roi l'achilo. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis. Tama Tanina, we learned over there, Lekach Sode Yerek B'Suryo, a person who buys a vegetable field in Suryo. So the din is there, it's a kibush yachit. David HaMelech is the one who conquered Suryo. It doesn't have exactly the same din in Lekaritz Yisrael. But Rabban regards it to have maisers that belongs to a Jew. If it belongs to a goy, you put them in a maiser. So someone who buys a field from a goy in Suryo, actually, bo loyin is a maiser. If he bought it before he came to this stage of obligation, maestris, chayav. So it means once it grew in the hands of Yisrael. The Yisrael bought it when the field was very young, before the fruits grew enough. And the fruits grew in the possession of Yisrael. So it's chayav and maestris, because once it reached the level of maestris, that's when the Yisrael was holding on to it. He was the owner. Mishiboloin is a maestris, once, if he bought it from the goy, after he reached the level of maestris, potter. Why? Because it was in the hands of the goy when he reached the level of maestris. So therefore, the Yisrael bought it after the goy was pointed at them for the maestris. Because when the goy held on to it, that's when they became obligated in maestris. By a goy, there's no chiyuv maestris to the potter. And then if you could go and buy that field, and then he could use it and take all the fruit vegetables that he wants. Even if it continued growing after he bought it. Now what's the problem? What is it to get to our Mishnah? In our Mishnah, we said the vegetables, immediately when they start growing, the chayav and maaser. And here it says that when you buy it from a goy, it depends if you reach the level of maaser or not by vegetables. There's no level of maaser. Right away, the chayav and maaser. So that's what the Gemara is asking. V'koa tamar hachin. Here we're saying that vegetables are chayav and maaser immediately. It says, V'koa chizki oma besodeh shel kishuim v'shediluim hi mastiso. Answers the Gemara. Our Mishnah is talking specifically in these items. The gourds and the pumpkins and the melons. These are the ones that are they're chayav and maaser immediately when they grow. But other vegetables, they do have a time. They have to get to the third of the growth, similar to the previous Mishnah. Now, you can come and say that really our Mishnah is referring to all vegetables. Meaning, what our Mishnah says, the vegetable right away is chayav and maaser, doesn't mean right away mamish. It means it doesn't have to grow a third. But it doesn't have to get to some level of growth in order to be chayav and maaser. What is that? three leaves. It has to grow three leaves in order to be chav and meiser. And that's what we're referring to there by a goy. If the goy had the three leaves grow by him, it's not chav and meiser going forward. If it did not grow by the goy, it grew by the Jew, it is chav and meiser. Something where Shimon, part of Shimon said that by a stroy game, you potter when it's small. He said, small apples are also potter for meiser, and only large apples are chayef. But tapuche mili milo, these types of apples called mili milo, they're chayef when they're small or when they're big. Our Mishnah that said that Shimon is arguing regarding his shroigim, and did not mention that Shimon argues regarding apples. So it says they were mandom are using Abchaim's gear. So mandom are tapuchim stam. If you want to explain our Mishnah, we talk about regular apples. So really, b'machlekes, really, Shimon is arguing. Even though the Mishnah did not say it, but the same way Shimon argues regarding shroigim, he also argues regarding apples, as we saw in the Braisa. He holds that apples that are small, not chaver meiser. But if you explain that we're talking about the apples called mila milo, divrei kol. So then our Mishnah is according to everybody, because everybody agrees that these type of apples are chayav and meiser even when they're small. So you could say that our Mishnah is not a machlokes regarding apples, only regarding Yisroelim. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Maestros Daf Hei.